Public hearings into allegations of widespread sexual harassment and abuse at the California State Capitol will begin next month in the State Assembly. Democratic lawmakers announced that response yesterday after nearly 150 women in politics in California published a letter last week in the Los Angeles Times detailing pervasive mistreatment at the State Capitol. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford has this report.
In a statement, Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon and other Democratic lawmakers say the hearings will be, quote, open to the public and transparent so that we can air out institutional advancements that need to be made. That open and transparent line is notable. Leaders of the anti-harassment movement criticized the Senate's response, hiring a law firm to investigate, as lacking transparency. But the Assembly announcement hardly got a warmer reception. In a statement, lobbyist Adama Iwu, who's leading the We Said Enough movement, called it morally irresponsible to ask victims to testify with no legal guarantee against retaliation. She called for an independent review of both chambers and whistleblower protections. At the State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.